So, Dr. Karoff, once a person develops tardive dyskinesia, the questions come up about whether we should stop the antipsychotic and whether we should switch to another antipsychotic. So one of our members, Dr. Antoinette Myrick from Johannesburg, South Africa, asks the following question. She says that she had a patient with akathisia and tardive dyskinesia who was being treated with aripiprazole. And she says, when I weaned aripiprazole over many weeks, she developed worsening of the tardive dyskinesia. So when the aripiprazole was stopped, the tardive dyskinesia actually worsened. So is that unexpected? Would be one question for you. And then she asked, would you reintroduce aripiprazole then at this stage? Is it better to go back to the same antipsychotic, or is it better to switch the antipsychotic to treat this rebound effect from withdrawing the antipsychotic?
That's a very interesting question, as it touches on many, many important issues that we don't always have the best evidence for. But the idea of what to do about the antipsychotic in a person who you see for the first time has tardive dyskinesia is a very important question. And I think before you even get to specific drugs for tardive dyskinesia, in my opinion, you have to first deal with that question of what to do about the antipsychotic, the causative agent. And so that's absolutely critical. And the patient, of course, will insist on this. By the way, in all of these management decisions, there's a very important question that we don't always talk about, is what to talk to the patient about and their caregiver. If someone has tardive dyskinesia developed for the first time, I think at some point, early on, there has to be a sit-down with the patient and the family as to what you've observed and what the options are. That's a challenging discussion, but a very, very important discussion. And the patient, of course, has the right to weigh in on what they think is the best course of action. But having said that, what to do about the antipsychotic? The first question is whether they need the antipsychotic that caused the tardive dyskinesia.
Yeah.
And for patients with mood disorder, for example, whether you started the antipsychotic or someone else did and sent the patient to you, if there are alternative treatments for that patient's condition, like mood stabilizers or antidepressants or ECT, in that patient, for whom maintenance antipsychotic therapy is not essential or critical, then I think you really need to consider tapering it off. I wouldn't stop, by the way, the antipsychotic suddenly. It's probably better to taper it off. Now what would happen?
What about if the antipsychotic is needed, is it better to reinstitute the same antipsychotic, or is it better to switch to a different one?
Well, I'll get to that in a minute, but I just want to follow up on just telling people that if you do that, once you stop or taper the antipsychotic, we know that initially, in about a third to a half of patients, the tardive dyskinesia will get worse.
Like in her case.
Yeah, because if you accept the general theory that tardive dyskinesia is a result of dopamine supersensitivity, it's like a hypersensitive to any dopamine. If you stop the block, if you take away the blocking agent, then there's going to be a surge of dopamine, and then the tardive dyskinesia will get initially worse. So you have to warn the patient that if you taper off the antipsychotic for a little while, the tardive dyskinesia might get worse. Now, of course, the question is, if you stop the antipsychotic, will the tardive dyskinesia eventually get better? Again, this is in patients who don't necessarily need to be on antipsychotics. Yeah. And the evidence is not encouraging. I mean, early evidence of people with tardive dyskinesia where they stopped the antipsychotic, it was thought that, up to half of them may see improvement or remission of tardive dyskinesia. But that can take years. I don't think people are aware of that. In the early studies that showed stopping the antipsychotic, the tardive dyskinesia will improve or even go away, that would be following the patient off antipsychotics are up to six or seven years. But more recent evidence and data is even more pessimistic, where if you stop the antipsychotic, the percentage of people for whom the tardive dyskinesia goes away may be under 5 or 10%.
That makes it even more of a serious side effect, because it's seems to be irreversible for like a high proportion.
Absolutely. The real worry and danger about tardive dyskinesia is that it may be persistent and irreversible. We don't exactly know. There aren't really good studies to show how many people will recover and remit from tardive dyskinesia and how long it takes. But again, someone who doesn't need the antipsychotic, I think it would be reasonable to taper it off.
Yeah.
And then if they're still bothered by dyskinetic movements, that's where the newer drugs like valbenazine or deutetrabenazine come into play. But the other and probably larger group of people with tardive dyskinesia, if you first notice it, have schizophrenia or bipolar disorder, and they really need the antipsychotic drug, which is presumably what this case is about. In that case, some people have suggested lowering the dose of the antipsychotic or switching to maybe a less potent antipsychotic or even ultimately switching to clozapine. But there isn't really good evidence to guide us on which of those things to choose. It really depends on your assessment of the patient.
So like in this particular patient that Dr. Mirick was talking about, the patient was on aripiprazole and had both akathisia and tardive dyskinesia. So would you recommend that she should restart the aripiprazole or that she should switch to a different antipsychotic?
Right. Well, you're pinning me down, and it's a good question. That's a great question, case, because you're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. You have to decide, does the patient need the aripiprazole for the psychiatric condition?
Needs some antipsychotic, let's say.
And it has been working. If it has been working and effective in their antipsychotic effect, and, I certainly can see lowering it to reduce the acute akathisia, or you can risk relapse and switch to another antipsychotic with less potential to cause akathisia, you can consider doing that. But if you decide to continue with the aripiprazole at a lower dose, maybe to prevent the akathisia, as we said before, if you lower the dose of the antipsychotic or stop it, the tardive dyskinesia is going to get initially worse. Now, you could sort of wait that out and see if that subsides over time on the lower dose of aripiprazole. That would be one possibility. But if the patient is really bothered by it and it interferes with their life, then I think it would be reasonable to consider a specific anti-dyskinetic drug like valbenazine or deutetrabenazine on top of the aripiprazole. Now, those drugs have some risk of akathisia also. So you have to watch them for their total movement disorder picture. But the drugs like valbenazine and deutetrabenazine have a much less risk, in my opinion, of worsening her akathisia than had you had her on the higher dose of aripiprazole. So in the end, if the person needed and did well on aripiprazole, I would lower the dose to reduce the akathisia effect. And then if the tardive dyskinesia had got worse or was still a real problem, that would be, I think, an indication for one of the newer tardive dyskinesia drugs.
So switching to another antipsychotic is not a high-yield strategy. That's not what you routinely recommend, trying a different antipsychotic.
Well, it may. It's a consideration. It's an option. The evidence isn't very strong that switching from one to another will reduce tardive dyskinesia. It may, but depends also, again, as I said, if the aripiprazole is effective
working,
in controlling her
patient
psychosis, that's always a consideration with manipulating the antipsychotic. You have to balance the risk of destabilizing the patient by changing it to another drug or not. But switching, there certainly are studies showing that if you switch to another antipsychotic, a lower potency antipsychotic or something like that, the tardive dyskinesia may get better, may be suppressed. It doesn't really get better, but it may be suppressed.
The symptoms. Okay.
Yeah, in the CATY study, again, we did randomize people with tardive dyskinesia to different a number of second-generation antipsychotics, and overall, most patients showed reduction in the severity of tardive dyskinesia by that switching.
But none of them was shown to be better than the other?
That's correct. None of the four in that study were shown to be better in suppressing tardive dyskinesia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is a good segue into asking about one medicine that if we switch to clozapine, That might be different because clozapine has, perhaps, is it correct that clozapine has either a low or maybe a no incidence of tardive dyskinesia?
That's generally thought to be the case, that it's very unusual for clozapine to cause tardive dyskinesia. So for years, that's been a rationale for trying a drug like that, since it has less potential to cause tardive dyskinesia. Maybe it's better at not worsening it or controlling it.
Yeah.
But there isn't strong data. Most of the studies show that Clozaril, like the other antipsychotics, will suppress tardive dyskinesia.
Yeah.
And there's some studies suggesting that it may be better, but it's not an absolute. It's a reasonable thing to try. But once again, as a good doctor, you have to factor in the treatment of their underlying disease, like schizophrenia.
Yeah.
If they're not doing well on risperidone or whatever and they have tardive dyskinesia, it would be stronger evidence to move ahead to clozapine.
So related to clozapine, one of our members, Timothy Silva, who is a psychiatric and mental health nurse practitioner in Brewster, New York, has a patient who previously had tardive dyskinesia on a typical antipsychotic. And the symptoms resolved, over months after stopping the typical antipsychotic, and the patient was started on clozapine. And his question is that, because antipsychotics can sometimes mask symptoms, do you recommend like periodically stopping the antipsychotic to see in case there is underlying tardive dyskinesia, or leave it alone?
Right, that's a clever question, interesting question, because the drugs, the antipsychotics, it's a riddle that they cause tardive dyskinesia, but they also mask it or suppress it.
Yeah.
I think thinking about it, I'd have to say that would not be a good idea to give drug holidays to see if there's an underlying mass tardive dyskinesia. That's possible, but the problem is if you stop or lower the dose of the antipsychotic, you risk the patient becoming psychiatrically worse, which is a terrible thing, or relapsing. And on the other hand, there's some interesting evidence that drug holidays or stopping and starting the antipsychotics actually increases the risk of tardive dyskinesia. So you'll actually be accomplishing the opposite. By stopping the drug or lowering it, you may actually increase the risk of tardive dyskinesia. I think the best thing to do, as we said before, was to just monitor stabilize their psychiatric condition with the clozapine and monitor them carefully with mental status examinations and periodic AIM scales, and just watch for any incipient signs of TD. By the way, some of the earliest signs of TD can often be seen in the tongue. So some of the earliest movements, so it's a good idea to watch for that, some movements within the mouth, in the tongue, as possibly early signs of tardive dyskinesia.
By asking the patient to open the mouth, keep the tongue in, and then I'll stick out the tongue and hold it there, like in the...
Yes, that's the AIM scale, but even, if you're in a busy practice, you don't have much time, just even doing a brief questioning of, I just want to check, can you open your mouth, I want to look for any movements, that probably is good enough on a routine basis. With periodic, more extensive AIM examinations.
Great. So in the next segment, Dr. Karavli, I want to ask you about what to do if the antipsychotic has to be continued and patient cannot be switched to clozapine. So now we have some new medications which could potentially be used as antidotes or treatments for the tardive dyskinesia, and we are eager to know more about them. We'll ask about that in the next segment.